The image of the lone wolf who splits from the pack has been a staple of popular culture since the 19th century, cropping up in stories about empire and exploration from British India to the Wild West. From 1914 onwards, the term was popularised by a best-selling series of crime novels and films, centred upon a criminal-turned-good guy nicknamed Lone Wolf. Around that time, it also began to appear in US law enforcement circles and newspapers. In April 1925, the New York Times reported on a man who assumed the title of Lone Wolf, who terrorised women in a Boston apartment building. But it would be many decades before the term came to be associated with terrorism. In the 1960s and 1970s, waves of right-wing and left-wing terrorism struck the US and Western Europe. It was often hard to tell who was responsible: hierarchical groups, diffuse networks, or individuals effectively operating alone. Still, the majority of actors belonged to organizations modeled on existing military or revolutionary groups. Lone actors were seen as eccentric oddities, not as the primary threat. The modern concept of lone wolf terrorism was developed by right-wing extremists in the US. In 1983, at a time when far-right organizations were coming under immense pressure from the FBI, a white nationalist named Louis Beam published a manifesto that called for leaderless resistance to the US government. Beam, who was a member of both the Ku Klux Klan and the Aryan Nations group, was not the first extremist to elaborate the strategy, but he is one of the best known. He told his followers that only a movement based on very small or even one-man cells of resistance could combat the most powerful government on earth. Experts still argue over how much impact the thinking of Beam and other like-minded white supremacists had on right-wing extremists in the US. Timothy McVeigh, who killed 168 people with a bomb directed at a government office in Oklahoma City in 1995, is sometimes cited as an example of someone inspired by their ideas. But McVeigh had told others of his plans, had an accomplice, and had been involved for many years with right-wing militia groups. McVeigh may have thought of himself as a lone wolf, but he was not one. One far-right figure who made explicit use of the term lone wolf was Tom Metzger, the leader of White Aryan Resistance, a group based in Indiana. Metzger is thought to have authored, or at least published on his website, a call to arms entitled Laws for the Lone Wolf. "I am preparing for the coming war. I am ready when the line is crossed. I am the underground insurgent fighter and independent. I am in your neighborhoods, schools, police departments, bars, coffee shops, malls, etc. I am the Lone Wolf," it reads.